Good morning, everybody. I am Pastor Keith, coming to you from the top of the hill somewhere near Chatfield, and it is a chilly one. And you know what? I just got to say, in honor of my Norwegian friends, yeah, there is it cold enough for you? Well, hang on. It's going to get colder, so I beg you to please be safe. Just had a few thoughts here last night, and I thought, you know what? We got to talk about it a little bit. Last few weeks, I've had a number of things come into my life. It's like, how am I going to get this figured out? How am I going to handle it? What do I do? Well, a few weeks, months, years, my whole life, actually. And I always turn to God and say, you know what? I can't do this. This is way too much. How am I going to get through this? God, I can't handle this. Please help. And once I do, it's amazing how things seem to just work themselves out. Amazing, isn't it? And of course, over the years with my trials with Merrick, I've got a dear friend I go to. I'll call him Jim. Jim, I need help. I need prayer. I need a lot of prayer. I don't know what I'm going to do. I just need prayer. And I always get a text back. I'm at your six, boss. I'm looking out for you. And that tells me I've got a friend who's going to pray for me, who will come running if I need him to. He'll do anything and everything he can for me, to look out for me and be there for me. You know what? That's huge to have friends like that. We all need friends like that. And actually, I've got a bunch of them that'll do the same thing. You know what's funny, too, is so many people forget that they have another friend that'll do the same thing. All they got to do is ask them. Are we not reminded in the great hymn, what a friend we have in Jesus? Yeah, that friend. Always there for you. All you have to do is say, Jesus, I need help. I need somebody to watch my six. And he's right there. I don't know, are we not reminded in Isaiah 52, verse 12? And I'm going to read the second half of the verse. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. God has your six. God is watching out for your behind, your sides, and your front, making a path for you. All you got to do is go to him. God has your six. And of course, I got to go to my old favorite. Are we not reminded in Psalm 23? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. This is huge. This is God saying, I will look out for you because I love you and you are mine. You have nothing to fear. Come to me. Bring your concerns to me. Bring it all to me and we'll figure it out. Just trust me in this and I'll get you through it. I wish so many more people could realize that. Life would be a whole lot easier. You know what? This is a time of the world where we got to think about what's going on. We got to watch our backs. We got to watch our friends' backs. We got to be in constant prayer for everyone that we know. We got to pray in constant prayer for the world as we wait for Jesus to come. Meanwhile, I invite you now to go to Christ and say, be my friend. Please look out for me. I need you in my life. And yes, God has your six. And that's all I got this morning. And this is something to think on and something to chew on. Until next time, folks, take care. Bye for now.